Well, I'm really excited because the moment I heard about this, I thought to myself that this is incredible. And right now I am on the phone with First Lady Nicole Adams from Hartford Memorial Baptist Church. How are you?
I'm okay.
I am glad to hear it. And I also have Nikita McAllister, president of the American Baptist Churches. And how are you?
I am wonderful. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you all for being on the phone and in person, because this is a big deal. You have your From Pain to Power Women's Conference, First Lady Nicole. And how did this come about?
Well, I have a non-for-profit organization, which is located also in Chicago, Illinois, where we feed the homeless people. I've always dreamed of building homes for women, either those that are homeless, incarcerated, coming home from incarcerated domestic violence or homelessness. This concert is to help with proceeds to get that off the ground and running, where we'll be able to help women and to serve them and to get them back where they need to be into society and to live a better life. And sometimes women need a help and a push, and that's what we are here to do, and that's what God's people do. We help each other.
Amen. Nikita, I know that there's going to be just a powerhouse group of people that are going to be here, and it's also, you know, sister to sister.
Yes.
But you got some brothers also that are going to minister. Tell us some of the people that are going to be there. And let's just shout on that one first.
Hallelujah to Jesus. We are delighted to have, as you say, powerful women of God, mm-hmm. who will share with us during the course of this weekend. We have the Reverend Dr. Danielle Brown, Bishop Vastai McKenzie, mm-hmm. Bishop Dr. Karen Belton are just some of the names, just
yes.
to whet your appetite.
Yeah.
And we have powerful workshops. I mean, the emphasis is to help women go from victim to victor, right?
Yes.
And in terms of, in the month of October is a month where we really talk about domestic violence.
Yes,
and it's really important for us in the church to not ignore the need that we need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to acknowledge that this is happening to families in mm-hmm. our congregations. And then we want to have awareness and prevention and in protection. So, you know, this is all part of it. So we're just super, super excited about
I'm excited about this as well, because as you were saying, Nicole, it's important that we empower women who are going through so many struggles. And when you think about the church, back in the day when I was growing up, we didn't talk about it.
No, we didn't. It was quiet. It was kept quiet. And it's time that we talk about it. Now, a lot of people are thinking, yeah, some of this did happen before COVID. Some of this did happen during COVID. But a lot of this was going on before COVID, and COVID just added on an extra layer.
It certainly did.
It added on an extra layer. And we have to pull back the layers. You just can't go in there and plant. You have to pull back the layers.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm excited because some of my favorite guests, first of all, Tremaine Hawkins, Lady Hawkins, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Say, ain't got good.
I saw her in concert a few years ago, and to say she still got it means nothing, because it never left her.
Right.
And she's so powerful. You also have Dottie Peoples. I just love to watch her stomp while she sings.
I've been in love with Dottie Peoples since I was a little girl.
I am in the studio with the president of the American Baptist Churches, Nikita McAllister, and First Lady Nicole Adams from Hartford Memorial Baptist Church. And Nikita, tell us about some of the other guests that you have.
We're going to have Smokey Norfolk, Vicky Winans, the Detroit Youth Choir, are just some of the things using music as a way of healing, right?
Yes.
So in terms of, we recognize that sometimes words can be shared, but sometimes hitting that soul deep portion of your own spiritual root, you need to have something that's going to connect. And music is one of those healing properties that is very important for the Black church and any church in terms of the element of praise and worship. And, you know, as you have already heard, the cascade of psalmists, shall we say, will come and minister to us. We are providing an environment that's going to get to the depths of where people need to be healed.
So it's going to be welcoming and a safe place for people to learn and grow and achieve some of the things that they never thought they could achieve.
Absolutely.
Tell me about some of the workshops.
So the workshops are going to deal with mental health and trauma, healing from the inside out, how to walk in the glory of God, in terms of damsel in distress. So that particular one is a workshop that will give you some tools to defend yourself, right? And so we recognize that it's not just the word, but it's also action, right? And so there are things that we can do that will equip women to be able to protect themselves for all ages as well. And I would just want to add, in terms of when we were highlighting domestic violence, you know, there's over 20,000 phone calls that are received every day in terms of domestic violence. And over 10 million households are impacted by that. And I appreciate what you mentioned earlier, Randy, that it's men and women. So for those children who have witnessed their family members being abused, that has an impact on them too. So this is an issue that affects the entire household. It's not just women, but typically women are the ones who are victimized the most.
I really appreciate you, First Lady, for bringing this vision to Detroit. We really, really need it. It's going to be a historic Hartford. And so we know that that's a central place for so many people. We know that people know where that is. So how can someone take part in this really important weekend?
We would ask you to register at eventbrite.com. The information is there. The tickets are $60 for the concert and $100 for the conference. So the conference will have workshops throughout the day, including breakfast, lunch, and worship. You know, so again, we're going to make sure that you're not only fed physically, but your spirit is fed as well.
That is so, so important. I love this idea, and I'm looking forward to years and years of this because it's so needed. And so thankful to you, First Lady, for bringing this to your church. And Nikita, thank you so much for speaking on behalf of all of the great things that are going to happen. Again, it starts on Friday, October 18th, and there's a concert, there are workshops. And you just need to be involved.
And I would like to add that you can also purchase tickets through God's Will. So that's another connection as
Brother
well.
Brother Larry will hook you up.
Yes,
so make sure
absolutely.
You go straight there on 7 Mile. He got you. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, First Lady. Thank you so much for calling in. And I look forward to the praise reports coming.
Amen. And you're going to hear them coming because we become the walking epistles of the great work that God is doing now.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.